next patient was next patient is Putnam Stephen, P U T, P as in Paul, P U T N A M, P U T N A M, Stephen, S T E P H E N. Date of birth is 12/31/1980. Date of visit is 10/3/24. This is a copy for Harry Blanke, MD. Blanke is B-L-A-N-K-E, Harry Blanke, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Harry, thank you for sending Stephen Putnam for preliminary evaluation. Putnam is P-U-T-N-A-M, P as in Paul, for preliminary evaluation. Next, his present illness. This is a 43-year-old overweight male who has a history of cough, wheezing, and apneic episodes, has had no recent chest CT, but had a chest X-ray on 9/3/24, which showed no acute lung infiltrate, period. The patient has mild wheezing, and he denies any sputum production, denies nasal congestion or post-nasal drip. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for hypertension. And history of chronic kidney disease, stage 3. He has had jaw surgery in 2015 and foot surgery in 2005. The patient has hearing loss. And he has been treated for hypertension for over 8 years. He has history of snoring and apnea. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 25 years. Did vaping for 3 years. Denies alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next, family history. Father died of chronic lung disease. Mother died of a stroke and natural causes. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no double vision, no cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Yes, no urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, or hematuria. There's no hay fever or asthma. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing with persistent cough. And denies chest or jaw pain, denies calf muscle pains. He has no abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, or rectal bleeding, or diarrhea. He has anxiety attacks. And denies easy bruising. He has muscle aches. Denies headaches, seizures, or numbness of the extremities. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list. Olmesartan, 20 milligrams daily. Finasteride, 1 milligram. I'm sorry, finasteride is 5 milligrams daily. And famotidine 40 milligrams daily, febuxostat 40 milligrams daily, Farxiga 10 milligrams daily, sertraline, 100 milligrams a day. Oh, could you please add in the passistry? Passistry also includes gout and secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This moderately overweight middle-aged white male is alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 84, respiration is 20, temperature 976, weight is 174, saturation 99. Achy Vietnam phallic, pupils reactive, tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And lung fields were essentially clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea etiology to be determined. Number 2 is hypertension. Number 3 is chronic kidney disease. And number 4 is possible obstructive sleep apnea. And number 5 is hearing loss. Yeah, next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes. A CT chest without contrast. CBC, IgE level, and CMP. Patient will be referred for a polysomnographic study to see if he qualifies for home CPAP. And he was given an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs TIDPRN, for shortness of breath. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Harry Blanke, B-L-A-N-K-E, M-D. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.